Hello, listeners. It's Caroline from the future here. At the time of recording this episode, we didn't know what we would be spoiling, and now we know because we have recorded it. So just a heads up that this episode will spoil through chapter 5 of Danganronpa V3, and that's your warning. So enjoy the rest of the episode. This is a really fun one.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Ultra Hope Girls, a Danganronpa podcast. Today, Maddie is taking a quick break from this episode, and in her place, we have two very, very special guests with us today. They are related to the Ultra Hope Girls, which makes them Ultra Hope Fellas. They are the brothers of the Ultra Hope Girls. So today we're welcoming in Matthew Orihuela and Thomas Holtzlander, and we are so excited to have them on. We're going to be doing some trivia questions, seeing what they know and don't know in the Danganronpa series, which is sure to be a blast. And without further ado, let's get started. Just a heads up that this episode shouldn't spoil anything, question mark.
It might spoil mildly, but it's not that crazy.
Yeah. I'm Marin.
I'm Caroline.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Thomas.
Yeah, we are
the Ultra Hope people.
One, two.
Welcome to the Danganronpa podcast.
You're on the threshold of an amazing episode. Showtime.
Yes, we are. Look at this, gender inclusive.
People.
Hi guys, how's it going? Matthew, what's up, buddy? How's it going over there?
Good. Not much, just working, and this is like my Friday, so sweet.
Oh, that's nice. Me too. We're on the same vein here. Yep. Thomas, what's going on with you? How are you, buddy?
Yeah, life's going great. Getting into the middle of college football season, so enjoying the sports on TV.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome.
True. Now we could be a sports podcast too.
Yes. Thank you. I'm sure everyone listening is very excited about that.
Oh yeah. They love sports.
They love it. Marin, do you want to lead us in this intro stuff too?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're starting out by just kind of getting to know who the people are joining us today. So we can start off with, who are you? What do you do in your lives
that you're comfortable sharing?
Comfortable for you to share.
Hey, I'm Matthew. I'm Caroline's brother. And so I am from Virginia. I went to school in Indiana at Purdue. And now I just started a job in Lexington. I'm a mechanical engineer for a architecture and engineering company. I love football, golf, and yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. My name's Thomas. I'm Marin's brother. Went to school at Auburn University, and I'm currently an engineer for a transportation company. I enjoy long walks on the beach, playing pickleball with the boys, and I dabble with some Fortnite every now and then.
Nice.
Ooh, very nice. That does lead into our next question. We wanted to know, like, what video games you tend to enjoy playing, what genres or specific games you like.
So I kind of hop around. It was Overwatch for about like 2 years, and then FIFA, playing pro clubs with friends, and now it's Madden. So,
oh yeah, Madden has woven in and out of Matthew's video gaming throughout our entire time together on this earth.
Yeah,
I would say yeah.
Yeah, for me, like I said, a little bit of Fortnite. I also enjoy a lot of the Nintendo Switch games like Mario Kart, Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Super Smash Bros., things like that.
I can definitely credit my start in video games to Thomas. Our Guitar Hero days were very many. Yeah. Yeah. And listeners, just so you know, Thomas can play expert Guitar Hero guitar behind his back. So we're really in the presence of a celebrity.
The most famous person we've ever had. On this podcast is Thomas Holtzlander.
Thank you. You know, Taylor Swift did ask me to be a backup guitarist for her. Unfortunately, my schedule could not accommodate that, but maybe one day.
I'm sorry to hear.
That engineering, it's so busy, you know?
Yes, just bridges and roads and you got it.
All right. So what do you guys know about Danganronpa? We'll start again with Matthew. What is your background with Danganronpa, if any?
Right. So I remember Caroline showing some episodes. She kind of like force fed us the first season, like our family. And but I can't, I don't remember much. I just remember that, like, that messed up panda.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
Force fed was really good.
Yeah. It was forced, not optional.
Yeah, pretty similar for me. Maren was like, hey, there's this new video game that I'm trying out. You should look into it. It's a murder mystery game. I'm like, oh, murder mystery, that sounds fun, you know, like a Netflix show. And then she's like, well, there's kids that get killed in a school. And I was like, oh, this is not what I was expecting. And there's also a evil teddy bear panda that has like machine guns. So was not expecting that, but it sounds like it's a very in-depth game with lots of layers to it. So I think I actually played, or was it the first season, Maren?
Yeah, you played chapter one of the first game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we got through the whole thing together. I think we got through some of it.
Yeah, I think I still have to finish that, but it was pretty fun, like, solving the mysteries. So that was pretty cool.
And our last question for you is, if you had an ultimate ability, what would your ultimate ability be?
My first thought was like a Frozone type of thing where you can kind of like, you know, slide around, go super fast. And I don't know. I got to put more thought into it.
The ultimate freeze ray person.
Yeah.
Achoo! Okay, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, for me, and I want to hear both of your guesses as well, if you could pick one for us, knowing us so well.
Oh, but that's a good one.
I guess for me, I'd maybe ultimate, like, personal finance guru. I really enjoy looking into, like, credit cards and bank things and ways to save money with taxes and it's pretty boring stuff, but I enjoy, like, figuring out ways to save money.
Yeah.
I like that. Thomas, for you, I would have said ultimate trip planner. That would have been my guess. Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. For Matthew, I don't know what this is, like, what, like, ability this is, but I feel like it's you're very good at, like, picking up new things very quickly. Learner. I don't know, ultimate, like, learner of things. Like, you're down to do it, you know, like, you're like, oh, I'm working for a moving company, okay, let's, like, learn how to pack things correctly and do it really well. And, like, yeah, so I'm learning, ultimate brain absorption. There we go.
Ultimate brain absorption. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That's a little more
ultimate,
fun.
Ultimate sponge for short.
Yeah.
Sponge. Yes. So true.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So the game that Maren prepared for you, because she is the administrator and I'm more of the editor of our podcast, is we are going to ask you a series of trivia questions about Danganronpa. And with no knowledge really at all about what it's about, you are going to give your best guess. So I think the way we could do, like, buzzing in might be, like, typing a word in the chat, like, quickly in the chat of the Zoom. Mm-hmm. So you could, like, what do you want to make the word, Maren?
I want to make the word sponge.
Sponge. Okay. So whoever types, just have it ready to, like, enter when, you know, at the start of each question, and then whenever you know the answer or think you know the answer, you can hit send, and then whoever is first will be buzzing in first, and then the other person gets to guess. Okay. So excited. Okay, Maren, why don't you start?
All right. Question number one. Let's get started. We're starting out with some true or false questions. Okay, so you got a 50-50 shot here. Question one, true or false? The killers, also known as the Blackened in Danganronpa, are primarily men.
Okay, Matthew has really buzzed fast in. It's Thomas. So sorry. It is Thomas.
Oh, sorry, Matthew. Not this time. I'm going to go with false.
Ooh, very
that
good.
Would be correct.
So, fun fact, they are actually equally male and female. I counted to make this quiz, and I did not know that, but it's 9 and 9 on each side. Yeah. All right, 1 point for Thomas. I have a sticky note to keep track in case anyone was curious.
You're a legend for that. Okay. Your next question, Matthew and Thomas, is true or false? Marin's personal favorite character from Danganronpa wears a cowboy hat and dies of poisoning. Matthew.
Take a guess and say true.
That is incorrect, but no one gets a point. Or does Thomas? How do we do this? Thomas gets a point for the incorrect answer.
No point. For the true false, because then it's like.
Right,
you know.
Then it's obviously. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. Heard.
Who is your favorite character, Marin?
That's a great question. Right now, it would probably be a character called Kokichi.
Right now.
There's no characters with a cowboy hat in the entire franchise. So there was never cowboy. Okay. But that's a good clarification. I like where your head's at. But yeah, probably right now it's Kokichi. And he dies by hydraulic press. So...
That would have been the way I would have guessed that. That would have been my first guess as way to die. Yeah. Hydraulic press.
And I know you would have. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Next question we've got. True or false? Outside of the murders, there's only one physical fight or violence scene in each main game.
All right.
We got Thomas has buzzed in.
I'll say false. There's more than one.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Shockingly, there is only one like person-on-person violence in the games.
In every game.
Wait, Caroline, is that right? Because the fight scene with... Nope, yep, that's Monokuma versus Akane. Never mind. Yeah, we are correct. I just remembered the beach fight scene, but that's not human-on-human. Yeah, there's only one. So somehow they managed to keep tensions pretty low throughout this entire murderous game, which is pretty crazy.
It's true.
No points.
That's good that, you know, despite the murders, everyone's pretty emotionally stable and able to keep that in check.
So true.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doctor's just prescribing something.
There are no doctors. Wild. It's a free for all.
Oh, how do they get like their healthcare and
Well, they are being murdered and tortured and held captive, so I don't think that is at the front of their mind, you know what I'm saying?
Healthcare is pretty low on their needs requests.
In general, right?
Mm. Yeah.
It's just staying alive, right? Like, not dying.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I guess that would make a good game if you had to go get a doctor checkup and then go to the grocery store. Staying alive is probably...
I didn't schedule my dentist appointment? Oh.
Thomas, clearly you're not familiar with Barbie.com games from... the early 2000s, which Marin, did you play Barbie games on the computer?
Unless it was a fever dream, I played one, which was like this one in this tropical oasis, and you had to like scuba dive for stuff. Mm-hmm. I have memories of that. Is that real? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I used to do this one where you would care for a baby, and you had to go grocery shopping, take the baby to the doctor. That's totally what that reminded me of. Next question. True or false, Maddie, Marin, and Caroline have written fan fiction for Danganronpa. Matthew.
I think it's going to be false. I don't think everyone has.
It is true. We all have. In fact, we have 2 episodes released where we all write fan fiction and read it to each other. So that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I dare ask what is in the fan fiction?
It's pretty, you know, kosher, like it's not inappropriate or anything. Essentially what we did is each of us started a fanfic and then we passed it along to another person to finish it. So like one person started the story and one person ended the story, or we did 3 parts. Sorry. We passed it in a circle and then we read it to see what happened at the end, you know, with our stories.
Gotcha.
It was fun. Yeah. One of our listeners recommended it as like something for us to do, so we tried it. But yeah,
so. Now you can find those stories on
it is. It's like telephone with fan fiction.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
All right, Marin.
All right. Next question. True or false? Danganronpa references the High School Musical series. I love when they take the time to like really
to like
think
have
about
a thought.
Thomas, I see you have sponge.
I'm gonna say yes, true.
The answer is false. I wish though. Wouldn't that be fun?
I mean, all they gotta say is we're all in this together once, and then that's a reference.
Wait, but deadass, I think that does happen at some point. It has to be like,
I'm
we're
sure
in this
Makoto
together.
Said, we can do it. Just believe.
Are there any characters named Troy or Gabriella?
No.
Mm. Also, no. Most have typically Japanese names. We've got one Sonya.
Gotcha.
And that's it.
Is that
and
it?
Celeste.
Yeah, I think.
Celeste,
yeah.
Okay, next question. True or false? Our podcast listeners, at the time of recording this episode right now, are primarily male.
I added in that little extra bit just in case it changes over time. Also, I know Matt is looking for, you know, me finding a wrong part of these questions, so I had to make sure I had the specific time frame down.
Thank you.
Okay, Matthew.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go true.
It's false.
Oh my gosh, this is great. Yeah,
this is a really low scoring game.
Could you read off the scoreboard real quick?
Yeah, I would love to. It's really close right now. We've got Matthew is in second place with a crisp score of 0, and Thomas is in first with a score of 1.
Thanks for the update, man.
Neck and neck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Neck and neck is right. Yes, that is false. Our main listenership is female at 62%.
Yeah.
That's a fun little fact for you.
It's a fun little fact.
Yeah. Sound off in the comments. How are we doing on the scoreboard here? Are the listeners beating us?
Oh my god, they're probably like, guys,
we know this one. I bet they really like the cowboy hat one.
The cowboy, that is a good
one. An image of someone in a cowboy hat, that would be pretty good.
I'm just saying, could happen. We could make it happen.
It could, yeah.
It could be a Western themed game.
Yeah. No, that would be super fun, like a Western Danganronpa.
Yeah. Oh yeah, little quick draw action.
Pew pew.
All right, next question. True or false? There is a mini game in this Danganronpa series in which you have to hit women with your car. Thomas?
Matthew. Oh, I have Matthew first.
Whoa. Oh, Thomas direct messaged me. Thomas.
You can't DM Marin. You have to send it to everyone. Thomas,
trying to get an edge however I can.
Since you're silly, Matthew gets to answer first.
That's fair.
True. It's just the rules. Yeah.
I feel like this would be a silly question if it wasn't true.
You're right. It's true.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's not only women, they're supposed to be prostitutes.
I thought that and I wrote that down as the question, but then I was like, did I just make that up in my
head?
No, I'm
pretty sure they're actually supposed to be like, you know, prostitutes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The longer these questions go on, the more questions I have for the game creator.
Exactly. Like, that was the inspiration.
Yeah, do you need to talk to someone about something, sir? Like, can I recommend a therapist?
Perhaps, maybe.
The amount of times we recommend therapy to everyone in this game is significant. But yeah, you drive a car and you collect like boxes that give you letters to the question. And then once you have the full question, you're given 3 different women that you have to hit with the car. And one of them has the right answer above their head.
Oh my gosh.
I just watched Matthew's eyes like get bigger while you were talking. I was like, yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. It's something.
Yeah.
All right. We're all tied up here, folks.
We are. It's a tight game. 1 versus 1, Matthew and Thomas. All right. Next question. And no DMing this time, Thomas. No private messaging. True or false? The kids always try to resuscitate their classmates when they find them.
Thomas. Not DM'd this time.
False, because if someone was smushed by a hydraulic press, you can't really resuscitate that.
Those are
that is correct.
I love that.
Yeah. They actually never do.
Oh. Yeah. Which that, as you might guess, is a very frustrating aspect of the game for me. They literally will find the body of their classmate and they're like, wah, wah, time to investigate. And it's like, look at them.
Like, did no one try to like feel for a pulse or like, I know it's funny.
Doesn't it make their better to get out?
That's okay. Oh. That's a good point. Oh, Matthew, buddy.
I know it's dark, but like.
No, but you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Wow. Matthew, that was
more often.
That was good. That was some insightful. That was almost Ultra Hope Girls level. That was insight there.
An Ultra Hope Fella answer.
Ultra Hope Fella. All right, next question. The third game of the series consists primarily of shooting children with dance bullets.
Caroline, do you want to help them out by telling them what a dance bullet is while they think?
A dance bullet means that they stop whatever they're doing and just start to dance.
Thank you, Caroline. That was wonderful.
Do you like the physical demonstration?
No.
This is a pickle.
Yeah, could you repeat the question now that I know what a dance bullet is?
Yeah. The third game of the series consists primarily of shooting children with dance bullets. they're really thinking.
Our siblings are questioning our line of work.
They are. They're like, you guys do this? You've done this for... Okay, Thomas.
Yeah. You're thinking through this question once again. Lots of questions for the game creator shooting children. But I'm going to say false. I don't think that's like the primary part of the game.
Nice. You're really catching on to the semantics of the question there. I'm proud. Yes, the answer is false. You do shoot robots that look like the Monokumas, the bears, the evil bears, as per pre-mentioned, for most of the game. And you can shoot them with said dance bullets. You can shoot them with like, it's like a bunch of different types of things.
Of bullets.
But not
children.
Rarely shoot children, if ever.
You never do shoot children in that one.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's just animal cruelty, not child.
Robot cruelty.
Not
in
child.
The shape of animals. Mm. Not child.
So that, okay.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Westworld.
Gotcha. I have a question about this evil guy. What kind of, is it a panda bear or a teddy bear? Can we talk about that?
We can talk about it. It's supposed to be a bear that's like, there's no breed in particular it's supposed to be. Just a bear that's half black, half white.
Does he have a backstory?
That's a really good question.
If not, I have some fan fiction.
You're gonna be writing the fan fiction.
Well, I'm thinking he was at a Build-A-Bear workshop and then something went horribly wrong.
Yeah, and I can tell you what went wrong. You know, in Build-A-Bear workshop, when you take that little heart and you have to squeeze it to your chest and put all of your hopes and dreams into it, that never happened this bear. Yeah, so it's really Build-A-Bear gone wrong.
Matthew, to answer your question, no, the backstory is that the people who like are the evil people in this game like created this mascot for their killing game as sort of like a way to make fun of it, I guess, like poke fun at it, like, oh, look how silly this little mascot is, but murder, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of supposed to be like a juxtaposition of the tone of the game.
Did you guys watch Squid Games? Squid Game?
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to that, where it's like children's games, but taken to a very dark place. So like, you know, like, oh, cute bear, but like very awful stuff.
But kinda. Murder.
Yeah.
Did Squid Games steal the theme from Danganronpa?
Is there stealing in literature? I don't know.
I don't know, but they could have been inspired.
Yeah.
Inspired. All right.
Inspiration.
Are we ready for the next one?
I think we are.
All right. True or false? One of the characters has a pet chinchilla. Matthew.
Seems false to me.
You are correct. Yes, that is false. Yeah. But one has four hamsters and one has a stink bug. Pet stink bug.
Okay. That's true. And that character is known for being stinky.
That's why she has a pet stink bug.
Yeah. Is it her? Is it the bug? Who's to say?
Yeah, so true.
All right. True or false? This is the last of the true and false section, so get really excited. All right. True or false? Twilight and Danganronpa share a song on their soundtracks. Thomas, are you on your cell phone?
Thomas, there's
right
no
now?
Googling allowed.
I didn't think we had to say that.
Thomas?
Well, I was trying to remember what the name of the main Twilight song was.
Okay.
It was 1,000 Years by Christina Perry. There's no way that Danganronpa has 1,000 Years by Christina Perry in the game, so I'm going to say false.
I have died every day.
Waiting for you.
That would have been so much better, honestly. That's a mistake on the Danganronpa part. It is actually true. There is a song that is shared between the two. It is the song Claire de la Lune, which Edward plays on the piano at one point. I think it's like right when she goes over to his house, or maybe it's when she's like having their vampire child and she's like really out of it or something. But one of the characters in the third game plays it on the piano. She's the ultimate pianist.
I remember my Twilight history correctly. I think that's when Bella's in Edward's room with all the records and he plays his favorite song for her.
Ooh, I think you're
Thomas.
Right.
Thomas.
Whoa. Which is also the same scene where there's a deleted scene of her talking about her rain stick made of chinchilla droppings. That got cut from the movie for, I think, rather obvious reasons.
That's so weird. Why? That must have been in the book. That's so random. Oh my God. All right, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in so far to our episode with our ultimate fellas. Check us out on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. We're Ultra Hope Girls Podcast pretty much everywhere. And if you like what you're listening to today, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really helps other Danganronpa fans find what we're doing. It's very exciting. And if you want to support us monetarily, we do have a Patreon. The lowest tier is just $2 a month, and you get access to a bunch of cool bonus episodes and other stuff. So just check us out. The link is in the episode description. And we'll be right back after the break.
All right. And for this second half, we're going to be doing some multiple choice questions. And since I started the first half, Caroline, why don't you kick us off?
All right. And just for the logistics of gameplay, you will have a chance to steal. Like if the first person gets it wrong, you can steal. Okay. Yeah.
I think the only way you don't get a point in this section is if 3 answers have been given. None were right.
Marin, what is the current standing? So we're all aware.
Yeah, we definitely need a check-in because a lot has happened since our last score check-in. Right now, in the lead is the one and only Thomas Holtzlander with 3 points. Absolutely. Ooh. Way to step up. Let's go. But not close behind with a crisp 2 points. Ooh. I don't say crisp with Matthew's score, but anyways, is Matthew Orihuela.
Yeah.
So it's anyone's game still, for sure.
All right. So question one of the multiple choice question round, and I will read the question twice because this is a lot more to take in. Question one, the students who take part in these games are dignified with an ultimate ability. Which of the following ultimate abilities is not part of the canonical games? A, ultimate biker gang leader. B, ultimate engineer. C, ultimate serial killer. D, ultimate princess. You can buzz in if you want, but I'm going to reread the question. Marin, keep an eye on the chat. The students who take part in these games are dignified with an ultimate ability. Which of the following ultimate abilities is not part of the canonical games? A, the ultimate biker gang leader, B, ultimate engineer, C, ultimate serial killer, or D, ultimate princess? Ooh, Thomas.
All right, Thomas is in.
Gotta go with engineer. I feel like that's too specific for us to be in the game.
You are correct. Very nice job. Very nice job. Yeah, and strangely enough, though, it is the most realistic.
Of all the things.
Of all of them. Yeah. But very nice, Thomas. That is correct.
Thank you.
There is an ultimate inventor, but she is not the ultimate engineer.
That's true. That's true. I should have said something real specific, like electrical engineer. Maybe that would have thrown it off.
Mechanical engineer, you know, those are around here.
That happens.
Somewhere in Lexington, Kentucky.
Ultimate Boilermaker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
We're looking at him.
He's in the chat.
No, I'm surprised by the biker thing, because I feel like I've seen that in another anime.
The biker gang leader? Yeah, maybe.
No, it was One Punch, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Maybe they got inspiration
from
each other. Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that.
They're just pulling it from another anime.
Oh my god. You're ruining this for me, Matthew. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Which of the following options is not a title of an Ultra Hope Girls episode? This actually might be tough for our listeners, too. I'm curious if any of them would get it. A, emotions are for meatbags. B, balls and balls. C, a berry, bear, B-E-A-R, dash Y, bad day. D, gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss. I'll read that again. Which of the following options is not a title of an Ultra Hope Girls episode? A, emotions are for meatbags. B, balls and balls. C, a berry, bad day. Or D, gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss.
Matthew has buzzed in.
This is tough. I'm stuck. But I'm going to go with a berry bad day.
You are correct, Matthew. Nice. That was so good.
Wow. What inspired you to choose that one?
It was like a pun. So it didn't seem it had much meaning behind it, and everything else seemed like it has more, you know.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Totally.
We're not a very punny crew.
I'm very curious to go back and listen to some of these balls and balls episode. That should be a good good re-listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So when I heard that, I was like, okay, yep, X that one out. That's correct. You guys definitely did that one.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct, yes.
What would be the title of your most listened to episode?
Ooh. First one. Yeah, that's true. And it is, what is the title?
Who are you more likely to believe?
Yes. Oh my god. I can't believe you remember that. Yes, that is our most listened to episode.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, followed very closely by our Jason Wishnov interview,
which is with Byakuya Togami's voice actor. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jason. All right. Yeah. Next question. The mini game played at the end of every Ultra Hope Girls episode is called what? A, two truths and a lie. B, highs and lows. C, quote of the day. Or D, bed, wed, behead. I'll repeat the question. The mini game played at the end of every Ultra Hope Girls episode is called what? Two truths and a lie, highs and lows, quote of the day, or bed, wed, behead.
Thomas is in, locked in on his answer. What you got for us?
I've got to go with highs and lows.
That is incorrect. All right, Matthew, so you get a chance to take a guess now.
Okay. What was D?
D?
Yeah.
Was bed, wed, behead.
Okay. Was it? Did he just guess B or C?
He guessed B, which was highs and lows.
Okay, I'm going to go with C. I don't know what it was, but...
That is incorrect, Matthew. I'm so sorry. All right, Thomas, you get one more guess.
Can you remind me what my choices are?
Your options are two truths and a lie, or... bed, wed, behead.
You know, the more I learn about this game, the more violent it seems. So let's go with D.
That is correct, Thomas. Yes, we do play Bed, Wed, Behead, which is a version of F, Marry, Kill. You ever played that? But we made it a little more appropriate.
So what goes on in this minigame?
Well, we'll play it at the end of this episode.
Oh, we will?
So essentially, you're going to be given three Danganronpa characters, and you have to say whether you would wed them, bed them, or behead them.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Question, I think this is question four, if I'm not mistaken. The mascot in Danganronpa, Monokuma. Monokuma's name means what when translated? So what does the mascot Monokuma's name mean when translated? A, one bear. B, one killer. C, monochromatic. Or D, cute man. I'll repeat. Monokuma, the mascot in Danganronpa's name, means what when translated? A, one bear. B, one killer. C, monochromatic. Or D, cute man.
I'm going to go
Matthew
with...
Matthew has buzzed.
One killer.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
Not quite. Not quite. Thomas, you now have a chance to steal. I feel like I'm like hosting like Family Feud.
I know. I feel like Aaron.
I'm going to go with... This one kind of stuck out because it was unique. I'm going to go with monochromatic.
Very nice.
That is
correct. That is correct.
The literal translation is supposed to be monochromatic bear, which is a little fact.
Is there a reason for that? Is he like...
Well, you call him a panda bear because half of him is black, is completely black, and the other half is white. So he's sort of like, and the white half is like friendly and cute, and then the black half is like evil.
Little good cop, bad cop action.
So true. Mm. That's so true. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That is correct.
We're getting into the last four questions here. Marin, why don't you report to us what the standing is right now?
Okay, it's getting a little more spaced out, so we're going to need a turnaround from Matthew if things are going to happen. But right now, we have in first place, Thomas with 6 points, and in second place, Matthew with 3 points.
Okay, nice. I have a proposition. This is very good Mythical Morning of me. What if the person who gets it, if they get it on the first guess, they get 3, second guess, they get 2, third guess, they get 1.
So I'll start by saying that it seems like you want your brother to win, which doesn't really help my brother out. But in the spirit of a good Mythical Morning episode, I'm willing to risk it all. Thomas, keep it up, bud.
All right. All right, here we go. Now, question number 5. How many people are in each killing game? A, 10. B, 13. C, 16. D, 19. I'll read it again, but you can buzz in if you want. How many people are in each killing game? A, 10. B, 13. C, 16. D, 19.
I don't know why. I thought it would be like a race to like get the sponge in. Like,
I know, they're really thinking quickly. More. Because if I was playing, I'd be like, oh, God. You know, I'd be like, I just want to guess first.
My answer.
But these men have thoughts. Matthew has buzzed in.
This could be bad, but 13.
That is incorrect. I'm so sorry. All right, Thomas, your guess.
For 2 points.
For 2 points.
Let's go with 16.
That is correct.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh.
So he gets 2 points. Go. Oh my God. Okay. All right, Matthew.
Matthew, you getting nervous there, Matthew?
No. It's clutch time.
Okay. We'll see about that.
All right. The first case of the first game follows a similar pattern to the real life murder involving an A, rock star, B, chef, C, politician, or D, Olympian. One more time. The first case of the first game follows a similar pattern to the real-life murder involving an A, rock star, B, chef, C, politician, or D, Olympian.
Matthew has buzzed in.
Rock star.
You are correct.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What was the name of the rock star?
It's the guitarist in oh my gosh.
This is so bad. We haven't thought about this in 3 years.
3 years. Yeah. We'll Google while we continue. But that is 3 points for Matthew.
All right. So the last question in the multiple choice round is, the Danganronpa series features many prominent voice actors. Which of the roles below is not voiced by a Danganronpa voice actor? A, Robin in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. B, the Wii Fit male trainer. C, that guy that says next time on Dragon Ball Z. Or D, Nurse Joy from Pokemon. I'll read that again.
While you're thinking about that real quick, it was Nancy Spungen, the girlfriend of Sid Vicious, who was a part of the Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols, that's right.
There we go. All right,
I'll read the question again. The Danganronpa series features many very prominent voice actors. Which of the roles below is not voiced by a Danganronpa voice actor? A, Robin in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. B, the Wii Fit male trainer. C, that guy that says next time on Dragon Ball Z. Or D, Nurse Joy from Pokemon. Thomas.
I've got to go with the male Wii Fit trainer.
That is incorrect.
That is incorrect. Yeah. That is voiced by Grant George, who is a part of the franchise.
Can you do your best impersonation of Grant George?
Absolutely. Keep it up. That was the Wii Fit trainer.
Down.
That's all I got.
One.
Up. Down.
Up. Down.
No, wait, that's just the pacer.
Oh my God.
The fitness gram pacer test.
Pacer test. Classic. Okay, Matthew, you now have the floor. The options you have left are Robin in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, that guy that says next time on Dragon Ball Z, or Nurse Joy from Pokemon.
Okay, and it's who wasn't? It's a not.
Yeah, which one is not voiced by a Danganronpa voice actor? The
Pokemon nurse.
That's correct. Matthew gets 2 points. Boop, boop, boop. That is correct.
All right, and if you believe it, that is the last question that we've got in the main section, and you guys are tied.
Wait, are you serious right now?
Yes.
So whoever gets this question right wins the game.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Okay.
The
question is, and you can have some time to think about this. We'll give you some time because I need to figure out the answer. How many episodes of the Ultra Hope Girls are there?
Oh, I know how we can figure that out, Caroline. Is it whoever gets closest? Is that
whoever gets closest to the number of episodes wins? So you can take time.
Price is Right rules or just closest?
Just closest in general.
Okay. The answers have been locked in. Oh, I feel like I have all the power right now. I'm overwhelmed. All right.
Oh, okay.
We'll get a drum roll. The winner of the Ultimate Fellas competition, with a guess that there have been 82 podcasts since our start, is Thomas Holtzlander.
Matthew, what was your guess?
It was 42. It was way up. But actually,
94.
Oh my God.
He's like, what?
I was thinking like maybe over once a month.
Oh no, oh my gosh. Yeah. We used to upload every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're weekly for the first
year.
First season and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we switched to bi-weekly. And now we're kind of a little more like bi-weekly-ish. like sort of. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
Great.
Yeah. That's a lot of content.
You guys are going to be on the 95th episode of the Ultra Hope Girls podcast.
How does that make you feel?
We need to find like a way to get it to 100.
I know. What the heck? Oh my God.
Yeah.
So true. Wow.
when people look back on this 95th episode, they're going to be very disappointed with my true and false guessing.
And but Thomas,
tell me about it. The only reason why I stuck in it was that change rule. You're killing me.
I know. I'm sorry. I mean, that part of it is just the fact that you obviously know nothing. So it's just guessing because everything is insane and crazy.
Yeah. When I was answering the questions, it just reminded me to like those tests I just showed up for and was just guessing on all the questions. I was not a very good guesser in school.
Yeah.
So that shows. Yeah. But
it is a skill to be able to like read a test question and maybe deduce, but I mean, it just gets to the point, especially in high school, where like you can't do that because you have to know, you know.
Yeah. Ugh. And also I purposefully made these questions very hard, like the ones that were true and false. Some of them I just said, what's a crazy idea, and said true or false, and like of course you're gonna guess true because why would I have put that on paper, but I just
your sister's brains are scary.
Yeah, what has this game done to our family?
It's brought us closer together.
Aww. Wow.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. This was super fun. All right, everyone. Thank you for coming and listening today. We are going to wrap this episode up with a round of Bedwed Behead. Not two truths and a lie, or highs and lows, or I can't even remember what my
quote of the day.
Was, but
quote of the day.
So with Bedwed Behead, we are going to be choosing between the characters of Genocide Jack, or the ultimate serial killer, Sonia, the ultimate princess, and Mondo, the ultimate biker gang leader. And I can start us off if you want. I am going to choose two. I'm gonna bed Mondo. Yeah, I'm gonna do that, and I'm going to wed Sonia, ultimate princess, and I will behead Genocide Jack, the ultimate serial killer, because that doesn't feel safe.
That feels dangerous a little bit.
I feel unsafe.
Yeah, Marin, here we go. I live for the danger.
Yeah,
I would bed Genocide Jack. I know, I'm crazy. I would wed Sonia because look at her, she's so cute, and I would behead Mondo because you know,
the hair is something. Yeah,
all right. Yeah.
For me, I would wed Mondo. You know, when you see someone, you're like, I can change them. That's how I feel about him and his hairstyle. Like, I can fix you. So I'd wed him. I would definitely... who's on the second page?
This is the ultimate serial killer.
Definitely bed ultimate serial killer.
So true.
She looks like she's got that crazy hair, crazy face action. So that could be interesting. And then who's the third option?
This is the ultimate princess.
Yeah, she looks like kind of a diva just from looking at the picture. I don't know if I could put up with that for a while. So let's go behead for her.
Okay. Mm. All right. All right, Matthew.
That's good logic. Yeah.
I'm also going to behead Sonia.
Oh.
Seems annoying. I'm going to actually marry serial killer.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm on her side, I wouldn't die, but so you know, true. That's a risk. I like to live in some danger. And then I will bed that guy.
That guy. So true.
I love that we all had different answers. That brings
me
a lot of joy.
I agree with that. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Ultra Hope Girls, a Danganronpa podcast with our brothers. This is a treat. It's just so fun to do this. If you want to check us out on our website, we're at ultrahopegirls.com, and we have a Twitter, Instagram, we're Ultra Hope Girls podcast pretty much everywhere. Ultra Hope Girls. Let me say it right one time, please. And we also have a Patreon. The lowest tier is $2 a month. We also have Book Club with Caroline and Marin's Movie Mayhem with Marin. So check it out. It's pretty lit. And that's it. Thanks so much for tuning in. And we'll see you next time. Bye.